Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Looks like USDA kicked the can down the road on U.S. ending stocks, but confirmed what everybody already kind of knew. Soybean crop in South America is not doing well.
That's exactly the truth. You know, when you saw the drop on the Brazilian crop, that I think that surprised a lot of people. They did not expect that to be the case. And so this was really a report that's a hard one to decide whether it's going to have, what kind of impact it's going to have. You know, we've got a higher U.S. dollar. It certainly was not a positive report from an expectation standpoint, because other than beans at the world level, we pretty much disappointed at all levels. And so I think that basically we're going to move into this, take a look at it, and then we'll probably just go on to trading whatever the weather is doing and whatever the outside markets are doing.
And so what do you expect for the calls in this morning?
Well, it's been moving around a great deal. I think that we're probably going to look at steady to maybe down as much as 4 on corn, because it was disappointing that we didn't see lower ending stocks. Beans, I think, could be up 4 to 8. Wheat steady to maybe up 3. You know, and when you look at the cattle and the hogs, they're just basically going to be followers is what they're going to be. So I think mixed and maybe lower, you know, because we've got a higher U.S. dollar.
The interesting thing that I saw is the explanation for why USDA did not change exports on soybeans, because they think that the reduced supplies will raise prices and they won't get bought.
That's right. And if you notice, they dropped the China imports on beans by 500,000 metric tons, which was, you know, that's really not a huge amount. But at the same time, it's an indicator. We have to always remember, when you're looking at USDA or any other economist, you know, they're looking at a pure supply and demand reaction. If the supply is tighter, the expectation is that the price is going to go higher and that you're going to have less demand. Now, whether that really bears out because of the fact that we have a lower U.S. dollar will be, well, it remains to be seen yet.
Thank you, Jackie.
But thank you, Dave. Bye-bye.